Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
We continue studying Romans chapter 1 and the various declarations of God's judgment upon sinful humanity. And we're coming to the third expression of God's righteous wrath in verses 26 and 27. And that's the one we'll be looking at on this Friday, January 21. Thank you for tuning to the Beacon Broadcast. And here's what we read in Romans 1:26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet or suitable. Well, well, as we have seen, Paul is explaining the gospel in great detail, and he has started in verse 18 of chapter 1, talking about the judgment of God. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that's the first declaration of God's righteous wrath or God's judgment. And Paul explains the reasons for that and the results of that. And then the second one is found in verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And that is another level of God's judgment, where God now removes restraint from sexual morality and allows people to pursue immorality with less restraint. The first judgment of God was to withdraw truth, that is light. They didn't like the truth that God gave them. They rejected it, so God takes it back. And God removes wisdom and leaves men to their own folly. And God allows people to pursue false religion with less difficulty. And as men do exactly that, then they come under greater judgment of God. And God gives them up to sexual immorality, and they are allowed unfettered, unrestrained sexual activity to follow the sinful desires of their depraved hearts. And then when they do that, God brings another judgment. And that's the one that's described in verse 26. For this cause, the cause that they pursued sexual immorality and served and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator. Sex, sex, sex. Living for sex. Worshiping sex. Worshiping the human body. Men worshiping the female form. And likewise, women in some cases worshiping the male form and serving and worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, and they pursue that, ignoring the truth that God has given them. And for this cause, Romans 1:26, God gave them up unto vile affections. That's another level of depravity. Verse 24, God gave them up to uncleanness. Uncleanness is sexual impurity, but now we have vile affections. Sexual impurity, which is even more vile than adultery and normal type fornication, immorality, men and women together outside of marriage. But now we have something that's even more vile. Romans 1:26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. They pursue that which is wrong, which is unseemly, and what do they receive? They receive a reward for their error which is suitable to the sin which they have pursued. So what is the third expression of God's righteous wrath? Well, it is that God removes restraints now from unnatural sexual immorality. In each of these judgments, man is going a little bit lower. God is giving men up to more and more folly, to more and more sinfulness, to more and more vile expressions of depravity. In the first case, it is intellectual folly and false religion. That's bad enough, but men pursue that and delight in it, and God moves the restraints from sexual morality and allows men to follow sexual impurity, and so now you have a society that is riddled with adultery and premarital sex and all kinds of sexual immorality, and that goes on unrestrained, and men don't repent of that and turn to the truth of God, and so after they pursued that a while, God gives them up to vile affections, and now we come to homosexuality. Women changing the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men. And so now you have in verse 26 what we call in our day lesbianism, and we have in verse 26 what we call in our day homosexuality, which is often the broad term that covers both categories. But here you have it all spelled out in the Word of God. Women abandoning natural sexual relationships to follow unnatural ones, women with women. Men leaving natural sexual relationships to follow unnatural ones, men with men. Burning with flaming passion, acting indecently, and receiving in themselves great personal penalty because of what they are doing. And that's the judgment of God upon a society. This is God's judgment. Someone has said God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't judge America. And I know what people are talking about when they talk that way. That certainly isn't very popular to talk that way. It certainly isn't politically correct to talk that way. But I'm not interested in being politically correct. I'm interested in being faithful to the Word of God and faithful to the people that God puts under the sound of my voice. I'm going to answer for how I have dealt with the truth or have failed to deal with the truth. And folks, this is the truth. This is what the Bible teaches. And where you see the spread and proliferation of homosexual activity, there you have the judgment of God. It's already fallen. That is the judgment of God, to give men and women up to this kind of unnatural, vile, homosexual activity. God is going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't judge America in like fashion. Well, he may, but you see, the proliferation of homosexual activity is the judgment of God. God gave them up. God gave them up. God gave them up. God let them do what they wanted to do. God removed the restraint, and this is the result. It is, as we're told in this text, against nature. It is not natural. Now, we have a lot of debate and argument about where these desires come from, and are people born with them, etc., etc., etc. I don't know if anybody's ever going to settle that issue completely, but one thing is clear. The Bible says it's not natural. You can insist that it is, but the Bible says it's not. It's against nature. Men leaving the natural use of the woman. You know, I hate to even talk about these things. They are so vile. And yet here we are studying the book of Romans, and this is where we are, chapter 1, and this is where it all begins. This is telling us the need for Christ, the need for the gospel, the need for salvation. And when you see these kinds of expressions of sinfulness, then you know that the need is greater than ever before. And dear friends, there's hope, there's cleansing, there's forgiveness, there's change. But first there has to be an acknowledgement of sin. There is no forgiveness for those who will not acknowledge this as sin. Those who justify it, those who defend it, those who insist that it's natural, that God made me this way, and God approves of what I'm doing, there is no salvation for you, no cleansing for you, no forgiveness for you, because you're not acknowledging that you're in need of forgiveness. There's hope in Christ. There's a wonderful message of salvation in the gospel. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, and this is expression of sinfulness. Those who practice these kinds of activities are sinners. Make no mistake about it. That's what the Bible says. That's not what Greg Barkman is saying. That's what the Bible says. Now, we have a lot of arguments in our day about why what the Bible says is not so. Some even deny that the Bible teaches what I'm plainly showing you from the Bible today. Others say, well, that was true in Bible days, but times have changed. This is culturally related. Sorry, beg to differ with you. You know, it's interesting. When Christ talked about marriage in the New Testament and divorce, he took his listeners right back to the beginning. From the beginning, it was not so. The beginning of what? God made them male and female. That's the very beginning of creation. God made humanity male and female. That is a distinction that God made from the very beginning. That is the most basic distinction in human society. Racial distinctions were not created in the beginning. God didn't create a black Adam and a white Adam and a yellow Adam and a black Eve and a white Eve and a yellow Eve. God created no such thing. All the different colors, all the different races, different skin colors, eye color, hair color, all these things, they all came from the original human pair. The genetic potential for all of those things was there from the very beginning. But I'll tell you what God did create in the very beginning. Male and female created he them. That's the most basic distinction in human society. It goes back to the very beginning. God made men. God made women. God made men to be men. God made women to be women. God made Adam and Eve and brought them together in marriage in the Garden of Eden. God made it clear what marriage is and what sexual activity is approved by God within marriage. And that's basic to human nature. And when you go contrary to that, when you have women with women and men with men, you are going against nature, you're going against God, you're going against the way God created human nature from the very beginning. That is sin. It needs to be acknowledged as sin and repented of and forgiveness sought in the Lord Jesus Christ.